A recent survey has found that almost half of South African adults suffer from high blood pressure. And according to the 2016 South African Demographic and Health Survey, a staggering 46% of women and 44% of men aged 15 years and over have hypertension in prevalence, which increases with age. And according to the Heart and Stroke Foundation, 225 people die every day from heart-related diseases. And so joining you on the line this morning to share more information with you is Heart and Stroke Foundation's Jennifer McKenzie. Jennifer, a very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, and good morning, listeners. Thank you.
Jennifer, I mean, the numbers that you're talking about, these are scary stats. I mean, what do we need to be doing and what must we be avoiding to not be part of the statistic?
Yeah, as you said, cardiovascular disease is the world's biggest killer and South Africa's second biggest killer after HIV and AIDS. So the 29th of September is really a very important day. That is World Heart Day. It takes place every year, the 29th of September. This is led by the World Heart Federation. And this is the biggest platform for raising awareness about cardiovascular disease, the world's biggest killer, worldwide and in South Africa. And what we did, the Heart and Stroke Foundation, we had a theme because it was Heart Awareness Month this month. So every week we focused on things which is unhealthy. Like the first week was all about salt. We focused on salt, how you can cut down on excess salt. The second week was all about obesity, how we need to cut down, watch what we eat, some exercise. Third week, it was about smoking, all about smoking, how it increases your blood pressure and it's bad for you. And, I mean, tomorrow is World Heart Day. And it's all about knowing your numbers. And the big theme this year is Power Your Life. So start making small changes in your life. And, yeah.
And also making those changes, I would imagine that some of the encouragement that you give to people is that they need to be going out and testing. Is testing available? Where is it available? And is it free?
Yes. It's very important that you know your numbers if you want to start making a change in your lifestyle. So the Heart and Stroke Foundation has partnered with Dis-Chem Pharmacies. They're supporting us. So from the 15th of September until the 15th of October, they have free health risk assessment. So you can have your blood pressure, your blood sugar, and your cholesterol, and your weight. You can have that done for free at any Dis-Chem pharmacy countrywide.
And of course, now once, let's say I go in and I'm tested and I get my results. And so once I've been screened, what else can I do to protect my heart? I suppose I understand that it's avoiding certain things and all of that, but do you sort of get a plan after getting the test and your results of how you can better your life?
Yes, of course. I mean, it's professional people that does the test, professional nurses, so they will advise you. I mean, if it's somewhat, not a good result, they would talk to you about first speak to your doctor before you start your exercise plan, give you advice on healthy eating, and I mean, advise you on a dietitian. Yes, so there's a plan going with it. It's all about powering your life and what you do with that information.
To you listening at home, 49 minutes past 4, and we are talking statistics and we're talking heart diseases in South Africa. According to the Heart and Stroke Foundation, 225 people die every day from heart-related diseases. The Heart and Stroke Foundation's Jennifer McKenzie is joining you on the show this morning to chat to you about some of the things to look out for and if you want to go for testing. In fact, she encourages you to go for testing, where you can go for testing and why it is important for you to go for testing. Now, Jennifer, one of the things that scared me there is the ages that you're talking about. You're saying from 15 years upwards. So children are not, you know, are not immune to these heart diseases. And so what do we need to be aware of when it comes to heart diseases in children?
Well, I mean, we can talk in children is mostly what is common is rheumatic heart disease. So rheumatic heart disease is common in children and young adults under the age of 25. It's caused by rheumatic fever, which is an abnormal immune reaction launched against a common bacteria, the group A streptococcus. So that is a big word, but for people at home to look out for, let me tell you first what it is caused by. It is caused by, it is our low socioeconomic environments that we live in, the poverty, overcrowding, poor hygiene. And so it's mostly those people that's affected. In the high-income countries, you don't get that. That has disappeared, eh? So it's very important for parents because it's a sore throat. Your child will complain of a sore throat, eh? If I talk about the signs and symptoms now. The child will be tired, short of breath, complaining about a sore throat, a very high fever, above 38 degrees Celsius. So it's very important that you look out for that. And that you get your child to a clinic, to a doctor, hospital, because this is preventable, eh? So if you're going to do nothing, it's going to get worse, and I mean it develops into a heart disease.
And just
at the older age, yes.
And just talking to that very quickly, Jennifer, what is 25x25? What is that?
Man, so the World Health Organization, they have set a target, hey? By the year 2025, they want to see a 25% reduction in cardiovascular disease and for the under 25. So it's 25x25x25. Under 25 by the year 2025, they would like to see a 25% reduction in cardiovascular disease.
All right, absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much. Jennifer, just for our listeners, for the purposes of our listeners, where can listeners go for more information?
Thank you, listeners. You can visit our website at www.heartfoundation.co.za, or you can follow us on Facebook, Heartstroke SA, and Twitter at SA Heartstroke. And you can join the conversation by using hashtag PowerYourLife.
Absolutely fantastic. Jennifer McKenzie, Health Promotions Officer at the Heart and Stroke Foundation. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you. And thank you, listeners. Enjoy the day.
Thank you so much. To you listening at home, good morning to you. Thank you so much. Keep sending in those SMSs. Let's talk about whatever it is that you'd like to talk about. Good morning to you.